Is in session. Hope you all are having a fantastic day today. It's your boy Rain, aka Rain Raps, coming in hot on behalf of Blue Ship in partnership with Archway, here to host and lead this phenomenal drop camp launch party, baby. We do know X is having a little bit of difficulty today, so if we see a massive influx of listeners, of viewers, etc., just know it's probably because the notification system is messed up. So just putting that out there now. But everyone who was able to get in here early, shout out to you, man. The early bird gets the worm. And that's, you know, that's a pretty good correlation, you know, to what's happening at Drop Camp, folks. So I'd love to give you all a very warm welcome and a phenomenal hello. How you doing? Happy to have you here on behalf of Archway, the Archies, and the whole gang affiliated with this awesome Drop Camp launch party. So, diving into it, before we get super in-depth with everything up here, we have a bunch of speakers up here today. We have ArchID.Arch, we have Griffin, we have Eric, and we have Archway, of course. So without further ado, we can get a couple introductions out of the way, and then we'll do a brief overview of Drop Camp and its significance in the Archway ecosystem. So, Archway, why don't you give a little introduction of yourself, tell us how your day's going, and we'll get this party on the road. The floor is yours.
What's going on, everybody? Happy drop day. My name is Miguel. I'm a part of the growth team here at PhyLabs, core contributor to Archway. And yeah, we're really excited to just kick off.
Wait, can y'all, thumbs up. Can y'all hear him or can I not hear him? Thumbs up if you can hear him. You can. Okay, I'm going to leave and rejoin. Okay. Just keep going, Archway. Keep going.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. I'm Miguel. We're on the growth team here at Archway. And we are excited to be launching Drop Camp today. It's a huge day for all of us here. On the PhyLabs team, and yeah, just excited to keep it going. Griffin, do you want to introduce yourself here?
Hey, everybody. The founder here and CEO of PhyLabs, a core contributor to the Archway ecosystem. We're very excited to bring you today Drop Camp. So can't wait to dive into it and go through all the details and share as much alpha as I can.
Eric, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey guys, I'm Eric Weisenden. I'm co-founder of AstroVault, who's very excited to work with you guys over at Drop Camp. Been building a whole bunch of stuff in the Archway ecosystem and having a blast doing it. So yeah, also worked for PhyLabs for a while and help out with a lot of tokenomics stuff there and in general in the space. And looking forward to doing some cool stuff for the community here.
Awesome. All right. I can hear everybody now, man. Okay, so if anyone is on the web browser, I highly recommend you go on mobile. So it's the web browser that's having a ton of issues with X today. But we figured it out, man. We're good to go. I missed your introduction, Archway, but I already know everything about you. Who's representing Archway today?
That would be me, account? Miguel.
Ah, Miguel, what's up, man?
I'm good doing well, man. Good to see you again as well.
I love it. And then, Eric, I heard your introduction. Happy to have you here, man. AstroVault, take it away. The floor is yours. Give us a little introduction, buddy.
Yeah, I am Ethan Wood, the other co-founder of AstroVault. Happy to be here. Happy to share some info about what we're doing and what's going on. And happy for the launch of Drop Camp. Woo woo.
Couple of some kids running around, I assume. It's okay. It's
yeah,
okay.
I got like five
happy
of them.
Happy family, happy life, buddy. We get it.
They're super excited for the launch.
I love it, man. I love it. As they should be. Okay. Last and certainly not least, Griffin. How you doing, Griffin? What's going on, buddy?
Doing well. I just introduced myself a little before, but I'll just follow up again. Founder of PhyLabs, the Archway ecosystem. We're here, excited to launch Drop Camp and share as much as we can about the program.
All right. Yes, Sir, it is a historic day, folks. It's a very exciting day. I have my drop camp loaded up right here. I will say, you know, Bear Marcus, he's not very happy with me. You know, I'm off to a I'm off to an awful start. I haven't done anything on it yet in my dashboard. I got to get into it. I got to start going. If you guys have met Bear Marcus, you know, he's a bit of the camp counselor. You know, he's a great guy. He's got three eyes, so he always sees what you're doing in the background. But, you know, I got to get cooking. So right after this space, I'm going to start cooking on everything within here. It's awesome. Love the UI. Love everything that's built around Dropcamp. Obviously, the purpose of Dropcamp. But for a really good overview, you know, let's just have Archway. You know, why don't you just give us a brief, you know, good overview on why Dropcamp is so, you know, amazing and really its significance in the whole Archway ecosystem.
Yeah, for sure. So if you guys are not already aware, Dropcamp is an on-chain reputation platform that scores users based on their off-chain engagement and on-chain activity. So this is the first of, I guess, many activities we'll be doing here on Archway. And really, we haven't done much to kind of, you know, incentivize users. We've been doing a lot to incentivize developers, right? And now we have something for basically the community to do on-chain and off-chain. So Dropcamp is going to be a great place for a lot of you degens to be doing a lot of fun things. If you have anything else, Griffin, feel free to add on to that.
Yeah, I think that sums it up well. We're excited to really get both the community and the ecosystem more involved in the different dApps and on-chain projects that are with all the different projects building on-chain. And this is our way to kind of help highlight and showcase each of them.
Beautiful. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. All right, you know what? It's time to dive into the nitty-gritty, boys and girls. We've got our introductions out the way. Everybody knows who's at the camp. Everybody's pulling up to the camp. And we have, you know, some crazy stuff going down, man. 5 days, 19 hours, 50 minutes, and 38 seconds from the time of me speaking, okay? It's big. It's a big deal. So if you're not in drop camp yet, you need to make sure you go get involved and follow all steps right now. All right, I'm in the bottom 1%. I'm stressing out. I have not done anything yet. I'm telling you, I almost want to leave the space to do it, but I can't. So I got to keep the hype going. And you know what? I'm going to go so crazy on all this stuff. I do need to give you guys a bit of a head start advantage. So I think that is uber important. Now, one thing I would, you know, love to be discussed, man, right, is let's talk about, you know, really, you know, what was the open admission aspect, right? Like, how does open admission work? What's the process? And what's really the criteria of open admission?
Griffin, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I'll take that one. So today we have available is a wait list. And today, right now, as it stands, I think a little over 6,000 wallets or participants that have signed up for Dropcamp have been entered into the camp. We still have over 60,000 people on the wait list today. It's really exciting. And what's going to happen here over the next few days is groups of people are going to be let in periodically into Dropcamp, and you can start participating within the camp itself. To get in earlier, there is an option you can do to get in earlier. You can refer some friends, refer some other wallets, get those, get a couple other people to join you in your camp. And if you do that, you'll actually rise up higher on the wait list, and you'll get in there quicker. Right now, we're planning to open it up about every 12 hours or so, approximately. New users will be kind of let in. So if you want to get in earlier, get in sooner, all you have to do is just share your referral code, get a few other individuals to sign up, and you will be pushed to the top of the wait list, top of the line, with the opportunity to join and join Dropcamp. So if you haven't done so already, go to dropcamp.io, go to the tab there, and just connect your wallet. It's pretty simple. If you've already got a Cosmos-based wallet, Leap, Kepler, Cosmos Station, all kinds of wallets work, just go ahead and connect your wallet. If you haven't, create one, and all you have to do, it's free. All you have to do is just sign up and connect your wallet. It's very, very, very simple to do. And once you do that, you get a place on the wait list, on the line. And the folks that have been working hard over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, grinding and getting referrals have kind of led and moved to the front of the wait list. and they've been let in. And so if you want to get in, I recommend just referring a couple people, referring a few friends to also join you in your campsite, which will be a benefit as we go into the next stage.
I love it. I love it. And so, like, you know, just to clarify too, man, so the importance of the waitlist ranks and how they are determined, right, correlates with the referral, correct? Your number of referrals?
That's correct. So the more referrals you get, the higher up on the waitlist you go.
Okay. And so, you know, really, can we get a breakdown a bit on kind of the scoring system surrounded by this? You know, like,
yeah,
how does this work?
It's pretty simple. So it's first come, first serve. So if you were the first to sign up to the Drop Camp program, you would be in position number one. If you were second, you would be in position two, third, so forth and so on. So it's based on when you joined the camp. Now, you can jump the line and get ahead in the line, but to do so, you have to refer some folks. If you've made one referral, you jump the line of everybody who's made zero referrals. If you've made two referrals, you jump the line of everybody who's made one referral or no referrals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the more referrals you get, the higher up on the campsite you go, in the waitlist you go. Some of the folks, I don't know what the cutoff was specifically for the first 1,000 people, but I think on average they probably recommended maybe 12 or 15 people into the campsite. And so those are some of the power people that first got on and referred a bunch of 12 people. There's a bunch of folks that I think have referred like at least 3 people, and they're within the first, I would say, 5 to 10,000 or so, give or so, on the wait list. If you've referred at least like 3 people, it depends. It's constantly moving and changing, so I don't have exact number. And I would say maybe half of those people have let in. So if you've referred 3 or more people, you probably have a 50-50 chance of being let in right now. So it's very simple. The more you refer, the faster and sooner you get into the program.
Beautiful. I love it. Makes sense. So I want to aim for at least 3. That's what you're telling me, right?
A minimum of 3. If you want a quick, you want to be guaranteed to get into the next spot, I would try to aim for, you know, 5 or 7 plus referrals. But if you get that, you'll probably be moved right away towards the top of the wait list.
Okay, easy peasy. Because I bet there's 5 to 7 people in here that probably aren't even in Drop Camp. So that's good. Do recruiting, folks. Start recruiting. Find a way. Put your referral code in the comments. If you guys are not in Archway, or if you're not in Drop Camp yet, super easy peasy, super simple to get involved. And again, the UI, the way it's all set up, it's beautiful. It's fun. It's super fun. It's super fun. It's exciting. And it's an awesome way, you know, to really, you know, immerse yourself into this fantastic, fun, loving, and hilarious community, right? That we've all come to love, you know, within the Archies ecosystem. And of course, Archway as a whole as well. So that's awesome. That's great. I love it. We know how to get involved. We understand Drop Camp. Now, let's talk about some camp activities, all right? As you know, as every camp, you got to make sure some activities, right? Even prior to the camp starting off and going crazy and getting super lit and super hype, which it already is. 60,000 people in the camp. I mean, that's a big camp. You know, for reference, you know, if there were 60,000 people in this camp, this would be, you know, the biggest summer camp in the world, actually. So kudos. Kudos to everyone who's in the camp, man. We've done it. We pulled off the biggest summer camp of all time, and we did it with a 3-eyed purple bear. I think that's pretty damn impressive. I'm just going to put that out there. Now, as far as activities, man, we have 3 huge, huge activities, right? First and foremost, social activities, man. The role of social media engagement and tasks on platforms like Gleam.io. Archway, you want to kind of talk about this a little bit?
For sure. So one of the biggest activities you can be doing on Drop Camp is some of our social tasks. So just to name a couple of them, one of them is just to follow, simply follow the Archway account, like and retweet the latest post. It is actually pinned here in the spaces. And then we actually partnered with Gleam. So we actually have a ton of more tasks if you go on the Gleam website through Drop Camp, and you will get points based on the amount of Gleam activities and tasks that you complete. So that's just a little bit about it. And yeah, Griffin, do you want to kind of go take on that on-chain activities? There's also on-chain activities that you can do. in Dropkick.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, we have three trips: social trip, on-chain trip, and ecosystem trip. And Miguel explained a little bit of what's happening on the social side. Just a couple things with the Gleam and the program there. So there's points you can receive for just doing the typical follow stuff. But then you can receive points for every single day for like liking and retweeting for the next few weeks. So if you're really looking to like optimize and get in the top 1%, we really recommend going through and liking and retweeting, you know, all the major posts and just kind of keep engaging with the Gleam, not just checking in once. And then as you go into the on-chain trip, The intent is to kind of introduce people a little bit to the Archway ecosystem here with this trip. And so what we encourage folks to do is try to bridge some assets or IBC assets into the Archway ecosystem. If you haven't done it, we've inside the Connect platform, we've built additional tabs to easily just kind of transfer and move assets over. And so one click, you can easily just bridge and move your assets into the Archway ecosystem. It's fun just to do if you've never actually used IBC before. It's a really great relaying messaging system. And then next, obviously, you know, just being good stewards of the protocol. You know, we're encouraging, as a proof of stake protocol, we're encouraging, you know, the community to go out and actually stake some ARCH. And it's pretty important to do so from a community perspective. One, you can earn staking rewards, but then two, you can also participate in governance and the like. And so we reward people that are actually like staking ARCH. If you've been staking ARCH before and you already have assets on the Archway protocol, they should show up right away automatically within both of those tabs. So if you're already staking, you followed us along the last few months and you've purchased some ARCH and staked it, it should be there right away in your wallet, ready to go. You should be getting points for that right away. And then finally, we have something called the Ecosystem Trip, where we're showcasing, just to start off, two dApps to kick things off with. ARCH ID, it's great. It's a name service. You can easily just go in and buy a domain name. And then AstroVault, we're encouraging folks to also interact with the AstroVault protocol as well. And so what we're planning to do as time goes on is add more and more activities to Dropcamp, so you can really have fun and play with all the different dApps within the broader ecosystem and continue to earn a higher and higher loyalty score on chain. So those are some of the tasks, the three tasks, three groups of activities you can be doing within Dropcamp.
I love it, man. I'm telling you, it's easy, guys. It's easy. Like the best way to look at everything, guys, is to really just get super hyper involved, you know, and just dive into it, man. Seriously, just dive into Dropcamp. Check it out if you haven't already. And everyone that is involved with Dropcamp, I have not seen one negative thing. Everyone's loving it. It's fun. It's exciting. It's an awesome bridge. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend. Highly recommend. Now, a big thing, obviously, is we're talking about community. We're talking about engagement. And obviously, our phenomenal, you know, partners and projects that are, you know, getting involved with the amazing stuff that's happening at Dropcamp. I would just love to get some insight, you know, on the overall value from both AstroVault and ARCH ID, you know, on community engagement, man, through Dropcamp. So AstroVault, let's start off with you. What are some thoughts and feedback, you know, that you have about Dropcamp as a whole and its value of community engagement?
Oh man, yeah, this could absolutely be huge. I mean, you've seen right now everyone trying to like do Galaxy or trying to like, hey, let's do an airdrop, now do a million things and making it difficult, but pre-setting, like identifying the power users, the people who are really going to bring the value ahead of time, means that airdrops can just be easy and streamlined for everybody and fun for everybody, get rewarded for what you're already doing. Now, like I while on this, the Twitter space I've been going through, I finally got into the camp. I got booted out of the first 1,000, darn it. But I've been going through and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm following this account. Yeah, I'm following this account. But somebody who wasn't, who's going to, now get in after me. they're going to have to go through this whole process. They'll be following AX via on Twitter. We'll be seeing like what our growth metrics are like. And if we end up with another 10, 20, 30,000 Twitter followers from this, like that's measurable measurable for what we can show next groups. Like, hey, like if you go and come and airdrop to this community and get involved with Archway and build and unite with us, then you're going to get so much further growth, so much measurable traction. Whereas everyone else is like, you know, trying to figure out how to get traction separately. Nobody really knows. There is no science behind airdrops, and we're kind of bringing it through a nice little trip.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Taking it on a nice little trip. I like it, Eric. I like it. A man of excellent words. I could not agree more with what you said, man. It's, you know, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And right, the simplicity of it. That's why I keep talking about the simplicity. But I'm telling you guys, like, it is, when you get involved, and especially if you've done, you know, anything, I'm not even going to say similar to something like this, because I don't think there is anything that has been able to knock it out of the park as well as, you know, the team has here. But, you know, to put it bluntly, it's a pain in the ass. It's an absolute pain in the ass. And Dropcamp, you know, has found a way to simplify this process. So it's awesome. It's incredible. I'm super, super pumped up about it. And we are supposed to get some thoughts and aspects as well from Arch ID, but they're having some issues connecting on X. So all good. All is well. If we are able to get them in here and up here, that'd be awesome. Ask them a couple questions, a little bit about it as well. But regardless, you know, good things are coming. Really, really good things are coming. And so a big thing, you know, while we wait on this, I kind of want to, you know, reel it back a little bit. You know, and Griffin, if you want to talk about this, of course, man, but, you know, really just remind people about the timing of activities and, you know, how it has an impact on the drop eligibility. Because you already talked about it a bit, but just really dive in the importance of it and why you want to be at the top of the food chain.
Yeah, so the wait list is growing. I think it's close to like 70,000 wallets, give or take. And you really do want to be kind of on the front list, so you have time to go in and participate in these activities and tasks. Because in a little less, next Monday, a little less than 6 days, there's going to be an opportunity to mint a snapshot NFT. And you want to definitely do that. You want to, even if you come in today, you do all the activities and tasks, you want to lock in that stuff with the NFT. And so come back in next week, early next week, to mint your on-chain NFT. I can tell you that's a very, very, very fun and important, and will be exciting because there'll be gifts most likely given to folks that have minted that NFT. So what you want to do is, first, if you're not already inside Dropcamp, try to get to the top of the list so you can get in earlier. So you give yourself more time to get through all the different tasks and activities, because not everyone's necessarily going to get in right away. And then two, once you are in, you have just a few days here, 5 days here, to like complete the tasks and activities and mint that NFT. And that on-chain, it's a soulbound NFT on-chain that uses ZK and other related stuff. It's pretty cool. It's pretty critical to go ahead and mint that NFT. So just a little alpha share there with that is just the timeline is you have just, you know, this week to try to come in and complete those on-chain activities before the first minting, first patch is minted.
Yeah, man, we love some alpha. Griffin, I didn't know if you were gonna share that, man. Thank you. A little early
reward. A little alpha here for the folks on the call. Yep.
Hey, the campers are pumped, bro. I'm pumped. I'll tell you that right now. I'm pumped beyond belief. Okay, we did get Arch ID. Let's go, buddy.
Hey, can you guys hear me now? Oh, yes. It looks like it's working. Sorry about that. I'm not so sure what's going on. This is the first time I've ever joined a Twitter space. So thank you for bearing with me for a moment. I think the question that we were being asked about had to do with community engagement. And I think something that's been a delight for me to watch regarding like growth and community with this is just, you know, you guys were talking about the simplicity and the ease of completing the tasks with the UI. I think that there's like a perfect marriage of that user friendliness with a narrative, something that's creative and something that's really fun. And that's the part of it that really speaks to me. And then it, just in terms about like some growth metrics from ArchID specifically. So we have had 72,561 domains have been minted for ArchID. It's a very large number, but you know, we've had somewhat diminishing returns. Like at least half of those domains were minted in the first couple months. And then we've just had sort of like steady growth up to 72K plus where we are now. And yeah, we would love to see another quick bump in that curve. I think it's a really great time for users to mint their ArchIDs if they haven't done so already, because you know we're getting pretty close to the 1 year anniversary of the launch of Archway Network, which was launched last summer in July at the very beginning of the month. Once we hit that milestone of the 1 year anniversary, we are unfortunately not going to have the one Arch domains. So time is running out. It's a great time for us to partner with Dropcamp and run a campaign and try to get as many people minting them before the price goes up. It's been great to have really cheap names being minted all over the place. But yeah, the days are numbered for that. So the time is now. So it's a great time for us to have this partnership with Dropcamp.
Yeah, man. And we're happy to have you here. We're happy to have you here. We're happy to have you in your first ever X Space, by the way. Congratulations. Thank you. You made it, buddy. You made it. Just fair warning, man. X or Twitter X, whatever you want to call it. Spaces are, I don't know if you like gambling or not, but this is definitely like it's a roll of the dice, 100%.
Yeah, it's interesting. I left and rejoined like four times, but now it's working.
Oh, dude, I'm with you. Have you heard me, bro? I was sitting here talking in the beginning, doing an introduction, and then nobody was saying nothing, and I was like, oh wait, no, I think they are.
I'm super happy that you did that because I didn't realize that everyone else could hear them as well.
Oh, you were in the same boat?
I was in the exact same boat, yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, bro. We're happy to have you here, man. Love the partnership. Love everything we're doing. That's absolutely incredible. Thank you so much, man. Seriously, we're pumped. And we love to see the growth, bro. Cheers to much more. Cheers to much more. All right, folks. Let's talk about some good encouragement. As you know, your boy Rain here, on behalf of Blue Ship, partnership with Archway, Archies, the whole family. You know, I love encouraging people. I'm all about mutual partnerships of abundance. I'm all about, you know, transparency, credibility. And, you know, that's why I'm at the forefront of supporting this phenomenal project, Dropcamp, you know, and the entire Archway ecosystem. And so, you know, in order to really encourage you guys, I want to have Archway kind of talk about this, man. But you know, why? Tell me why, Archway. Tell me why I should check Dropcamp every single day, if not more, right, for potential new tasks and drops. Why is this important to me, Archway?
Well, you said it yourself. I mean, Dropcamp's going to be updated pretty regularly here, and you're going to see from Archway dApps and within the ecosystem, you will see drops on Dropcamp. So that's something really big to look forward to. We can't name any names right now, but there will be a ton. So just make sure you guys are active, always checking in and making sure you're doing all the social trips or all of the activities on the social trips to boost your score. I think that's the main important thing.
I love it. I love it. So would you recommend me, you know, turning on notifications on X, you know,
for Archway? 100%, 100%. If you do not have your post notifications on for the Archway account, please make sure you do so, because we are going to be updating regularly about Dropcamp, and there should be some exciting news coming in the near future. So stay tuned, everybody.
I like that. I like that. So, you know, no alpha unless you want to pull a Griffin here, which I mean,
that's up to Griffin if he wants to give some alpha.
All right, Griffin, it's up to you, buddy. Word this however you need to, no pressure at all, but everybody likes.
I won't give you alpha today on this call, but what I will tell you is this: there's a lot of Easter eggs hidden throughout Dropcamp. Okay, so if you're on the community, you're excited, you're following along, spend some time, search around, look around. There's a lot of really hidden things we put in there. They're hard to find, but I think they're really fun if you do discover them.
Buddy, I am a
you know, I think Easter eggs, you got, everybody thinks of like Call of Duty Zombies. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big Easter egg guy. I'm going, and it was just Easter, right? So like I'm primed to find as many eggs. I'm pumped. Okay. How about this? Just to benefit the people on the call, is there any like, maybe like the easiest Easter egg or the one that's whatever? Is there any little hint? Can I get just a little crumb? A crumb, Griffin. If not, it's okay. But I love a good tease.
All right, the crumb I'll give you is the experience changes as your score grows.
Well, I'm extremely excited because my score is shit. So it's only up from here. I'm ecstatic.
Yeah, it's only up from there. It only gets better from there.
Yeah, I have like two referrals now. Well, see, the problem is all my friends are Archway enthusiasts. That's my damn problem. So I'm having to dig in my other communities, my other groups. I even got I'm trying to actually convince my grandma. You know, she's you know, everybody knows, everybody has a great grandma. You know, if you don't, you know, RIP, or you know, God bless your soul. Go adopt a grandma. You can go to your local market, help them with their shopping cart, then they'll want to be your grandma forever. That's just a little advice, you know. But my grandma's like, hey, Brain, you know, this Bitcoin, how do I get this thing? Where is this? Where do I go to the bank and get these coins in my hand? And I'm like, oh man, grandma. She's like, no, it's going, they keep saying it's going to the moon. The moon, not financial advice, of course. But I'm like, okay, grandma, listen. What if I told you, because she uses social media, I'm like, what if I told you this thing called, it's a little camp. You know, she's older, so she went to camps a ton, right, her whole life. And I was like, you just, you know, click on the little buttons, you do what it says, it's super easy, and you level up, and you get your camp up, and we could be little camp friends online. And she got super excited, she got hype. So I'm just saying, if you want to introduce some people into crypto, they don't have to be your grandmas, but telling them they can come share a campsite with you and earn some rewards, it works pretty damn well. I'm one for one. I'm going to try my grandpa next, but that's a little tough. He has trouble opening Chrome. So, but if I pull that off, I know I'm the greatest of all time at doing a Web2 to Web3 bridge for our senior citizens out there. Big shout out to our old folks. Okay. Folks, we've covered a whole heck of a lot today. I think we are due for a bit of a recap, right? There's been a whole lot that we've gone through. And real quick, too, I do want to let everyone in the community, also, any questions you guys have about Dropcamp or our discussion thus far, you know, feel free to drop them in the comments section on this space, as well as if you want to ask a question in real time. We do have a little time where we'll pull some of you guys up here. You guys can ask questions to the team. So totally up to you guys. Listen, it's probably hard to believe, but I used to have really bad social anxiety, so I get it. It's hard talking to a bunch of people you don't know, but it's a safe space, man. We're all about having a good time. I mean, listen to me talk. You know, I'm talking about grandmas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I make it a fun, casual conversation that provides a tremendous amount of value. And that's what camp's all about, baby. That's what Drop Camp's all about. It's all about coming together, having a good time, people from all over the world, and everybody being in the same camp, getting the rewards, learning a bunch, and having fun. So let's get some recap here. Let's just kind of break it down. Griffin, give us some recap, buddy. Help my small brain absorb everything that's really been said to here and a couple key points.
Okay. The TLDR is goodies for folks that participate in Drop Camp on a rolling basis. And to get involved and to join, make sure you join the queue, refer some friends to get higher up in the queue. Once you're inside the campsite, go through the different tasks and so forth. Your referrals also count to your score, and try to improve your reputation score as best as you possibly can. The higher your score, it may or may not be correlated with more and more goodies. And then finally, come back. You have just this week to kind of complete all the different tasks and activities, because you're going to want to mint. There's a minting experience coming in 5 days. And so really, really recommend coming back in 5 days after you've optimized your score and make sure you mint that NFT. That's very, very critical. And so that's Drop Camp. It's a great way to explore and learn about the different dApps within the ecosystem and get more and more involved. The experience is going to be ever evolving. There'll be more and more tasks and things like that. And everything is designed to be rolling and moving across time. So keep coming back for more and more exciting things within the platform.
Man, and you know what? I got to tell you, man, just while you were giving that recap, I started really going hard in the Dropcam stuff. I only did the first social trip part, right? So sign in with Twitter, follow Archway HQ, like, retweet posts, and then the Gleam activations. And I went from the bottom 1%. I'm in the bottom 20% now. I'm balling. I'm climbing, buddy. I'm on my way up.
It's easy. It's easy. It looks daunting at first, just like climbing a mountain, but you got to put one foot in front of the other. And if you keep moving, you'll get higher and higher on the score. And before you know it, you'll be in the top.
I'm competitive. Y'all stay, watch out, campers. I'm coming. I'm coming for the top, man. And I hope to see a lot of y'all there with me as well. Get your friends involved, folks. I'm telling you, it's going to be one heck of a good time. There's only 5 days, 19 hours, 22 minutes, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10 seconds left. So make sure your call to action. You guys got to get on it right here, right now. Okay, I would love to get, some final words from the Archway team as well as our special guest here. Share whatever you want about Dropcamp. Obviously, our other partners as well. Share some stuff about your project if you'd like. I want to give the floor to each and every single one of y'all. So let's start with our guest a bit here. Astro Vault, you've been a pleasure. You've been a saint. Love your enthusiasm. Love your hype. Love your energy. Share whatever you want, man. The floor is yours. Have at it, buddy. Tear it apart.
Thank you, guys. Likewise, you've been an awesome, awesome host, buddy. Thank you, man. We're stoked. We're excited for where the entire ecosystem's going. It's been fun pioneering a lot of the development stuff from the application and ecosystem side of Archway. And this is the next huge, huge step that we're excited to be the first to get to take this step and to lead others down this path as a Peruvian gurus, if you will. Really think that this is going to be a start of a fantastic Archway summer.
Amen. Archway summer. Ooh. Sun's out, Archie's out, baby. Hey, you see the Archies with their shades on, man. They know. They know what's coming.
That giant orange in the sky. That's the Archway logo.
Yup, there you go. Much love, bro. Thank you. I need to talk to Manav, our official Archies, man. He's in the rocket ship flying around right now. Obviously, cruising, man. He goes back and forth from Earth, et cetera, running around, exploring the planet and stuff. But I need to find out if he needs sunscreen or not, guy, because his skin does look a little bit sensitive. So I'm a bit worried about him because the Archway, it's heating up. And I don't want my little buddy to get burnt. I can't imagine that, Or maybe it's good. I don't know. Maybe the Archways get tan as hell. And maybe they go through a little transformation and get jacked or something. I don't know, man. But summer season, Archway, summer, on the way, on board. Okay, Arch ID, before you talk real quick, I do need to say, I've had some stuff come to my mind, okay? I'm thinking I want to get the domain p.arch for parch, right? And maybe I do like a beverage company, right? Maybe I do st.arch, starch. Maybe it's a crypto potato farm or something. You know what I'm saying? My wheels are spinning here. And I'm pumped and excited, but I just want to put that out there. The floor is yours, bro. Share whatever you want. Take it away. It's been a pleasure having you here. Eric, love you, man. Pleasure to have you here as well.
Yeah, so I wish you best of luck taking any name that is like parch or starch or something like that. There's the majority of nice names are kind of gobbled up. But then again, like I was saying before, keep your eyes, trained on that July 3rd anniversary date for the anniversary of the Archway Network, because that is also when the first domains will expire. So a lot of those names like, Monarch, Plutarch, they're going to expire eventually. And if they only registered for a single year, there's going to be some really great names coming up for grabs in early July. So that's definitely something to train your sniper gaze on. And then other than that, hashtag Archway Summer. It looks like there is just so much stuff ready to come out in the next few months here, like early spring, early summer. So I'm very excited. Of course, we've got the Archies, we've got Dropcamp, and maybe some of you heard about this game coming out called Network Wars. that ArchID is building right now. So that is also set to launch any day now. If you don't know what we're talking about, just check us out on Twitter. I'm sure if you dig down a little bit, you'll find some tweets about the game that's coming out. So that's another thing we're excited about.
Hey, we love gaming. We love gaming, I'll tell you that. And I'm excited, man. I got my little notepad open now, too. I'm jotting down I'm going hunting. Early July, I'm hunting. I'm head hunting. I'm getting those IDs, man. I'm telling you right now, I'm doing it. Let me think of one more. Oh, what about March? March?
Yeah, I will say that you do need to have three letters is the smallest domain that you could have. So you got to get a little creative for those single letter names. Prefix them with a couple underscores or something.
Okay. Then I will do. I will do Polark. I'll do the cold Archie for Archie Winter. Polark. There we go. I'm cooking. Polarc. I'm cooking. Watch out. All right, Miguel, bro, and Griffin, share some final thoughts here, folks. Share some final thoughts here. Whew, I'm hyped, man. I'm amped up. Take it away, boys.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you all for kind of joining the spaces. It's been a great launch so far, and we're excited to see the rest of you guys in camp. Again, there's almost, 70,000 more people that need to check camp out as soon as they get off the wait list. And we're excited to have you trying out some of the tasks, getting trippy with Trippy Marcus, and enjoying the time here at Drop Camp.
We love our Trippy Bear, bro. We love him.
We love him.
We love him. All right, Griffin, hit us, buddy. Hit us hard. Bring us home.
There may or may not be a real campsite this summer, so stay tuned.
Okay, that is some good alpha. Well, technically not alpha, folks. May or may not. Damn. Okay, so I go to camp. Maybe it's around, that July thing where I can, maybe we get a domain, right? At camp. Maybe of the camp. Camp Arch, camp.arch. Oh, shit. I'm cooking. I'm cooking now. We have Eric pull up from Astrovault 2. And then oh, my God. I need to calm down. Folks, it's getting too hot and heavy in here. You know, Aurelios, the Silver Fox, I see you down there. You've been laughing your ass off at everything I've been saying this whole time. I've been seeing you, buddy. Don't worry. All the viewers, all the listeners, man, I'm telling you, over here at Archlay, you know, we care about our community more than anything, straight up. Like, you know, making sure that you guys have fun, making sure you guys have a good time, make sure there's trust, transparency, and that we build something. Not only that is simplified, but provides a tremendous amount of value here. You know, that's what we're here for. That's, you know, what this entire ecosystem has been built upon, and we're ecstatic to continue to deliver upon that. So, without further ado, folks, again, y'all know the deal. If you got any value out of this discussion whatsoever, and for anyone, you know, you little naysayers gonna be like, I didn't get any value. Well, guess what? I guaranteed you had a good time. That I can guarantee. So if you got any value and or you had a good time, which should be everyone, make sure you follow Archlay. Have notifications on, follow our amazing guest speakers up here today. Follow Astrovault, follow Eric, follow Griffin. Griffin's too humble. He won't tell you to follow him, but I'll tell you to follow him. Our little Archie gang member here, the GOAT. And archid.arch. Make sure y'all follow them too, man. Big things coming. Check Drop Camp daily. Hell, maybe even hourly. I don't know. Honestly, you don't know. You don't know when it's coming, but we can guarantee you there's a lot coming, and it's coming consistently. So make sure you stay up to date. You stay locked in. Go to Drop Camp. Get set up. Get established. If you're not in, you can literally jump up the top 20%, just like I did during the space. While I'm talking, I'm still doing stuff, man. That's how easy it is to use. My grandma is going to give me my third referral, and I'm going to jump the chain a ton. So I'm pumped. I'm excited. It's been one heck of a good time. And on behalf of the Archway family, we will see y'all next time. Woo! Archway, close this out, buddy. I want you to give the final word here. You say the final word.
I just want to say stay trippy, friends, and enjoy Drop Camp. We'll see you guys soon.
This is principle in like Taoism. there's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web 3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? All the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches, when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, this shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel Spaces.